Tab, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on, Glenn.
Well, listen, I'm sure you're glad to be back in town. That's number one, right?
Yeah, it's been, we were away for about 9 or 10 days, so it's always good to come back. You know, players can get back to their families and all that stuff, so I'm glad everybody's back to be back in Houston.
All right, the realization that we're only a couple of days out now from the start of the 25th season of Major League Soccer, you participated as a player, now you're going to be getting your first ever match under your belt. Talk about where you are right now, thinking about this run-up to this game against the Galaxy.
Good. I mean, I'm just working every day, you know, like every other coach, and I'm excited about getting started, as I think it would be normal any season, but obviously it's my first season with the Dynamo, so I'm, you know, maybe a little bit more excited this year than I would be any other time. But I'm really focused on the game and trying to figure out how we're going to win this one.
Tab Ramos joining us, the manager of the Houston Dynamo. In your estimation, just give us a good overview of how preseason went and some of the pros and cons of it.
Let's start with the cons first. I think the cons, I would just only say, you know, the couple of injuries that we suffered. Obviously a few setbacks for a couple guys, you know, that maybe take a little longer to come back. But everything else was really positive. I felt like we pushed the players physically as much as we could push them. We were able to get them, you know, 3 games in the last 8 days before we left to come back to Houston yesterday. And, I feel like we, you know, tactically we were able to get all the assignments that we set out for ourselves before we started the preseason as accomplished at this point. So we're very comfortable with where we are.
Take me into Saturday, because I think a lot of people here didn't realize that the Dynamo played 2 games that day, and there were some guys that played minutes in both games, and you're doing different things as a coach and maybe overloading certain guys a little bit fitness-wise and doing your thing. Just explain to us about the OKC energy game and then, of course, the crew game.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really even think of it. You know, I mean, this is, this preseason, you know, at the end of the day, we're preparing our players physically and tactically. You know, you try some different stuff at different times that you may be able to use during the season. Different formations, different alignments, that type of thing. And then physically, different teams push different players at different times. On Wednesday, we played RSL, and RSL also played 2 games that day, and we only played one. So we had the advantage of physically having everyone available for that game and for them to change their lineup around. So that's a game we won 4-0. And maybe that doesn't also reflect where RSL is at this time. So I think as far as preseason is concerned, every coach is on a different page. Everyone's trying different things at different points of the preseason. So I think you can never read much into it.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking to Tab Ramos, the manager of the Houston Dynamo. Again, the Dynamo in action against the LA Galaxy. What a nice time this is. 2:30 in the afternoon on Saturday. A couple thousand seats still available. HoustonDynamo.com for your tickets. There's only one opener every season, and this is your chance to be at this game and support the Dynamo. Let's go to some of the cons you mentioned. You know, Albert Delisle hasn't been playing much. I saw Darwin get some minutes. Are there some concerns about them potentially being available on Saturday?
There's always concerns. Darwin is he's in a good place physically now in terms of his injury. So, you know, I think he's let's just say 100%. But there's always a concern, you know, when you're coming off an injury of, you know, number one, physically where you are and in terms of his fitness, obviously, and then whether, you know, not being 100% physically, whether that can at some point set you back. So we have to monitor minutes. We have to make sure that we bring, you know, Darwin is obviously going to be a very important player this year for us. And I think, you know, it would be short-sighted of us to just think about this Saturday as the final. We have to make sure that we do the right thing this Saturday and think that, you know, if we feel that Darwin's ready to play 90 minutes this Saturday, then that's what he'll play. And if we feel that maybe that's putting them in danger of stretching the situation a little bit too much, then we'll plan accordingly. But at this point, we have to think for the whole season and not just for Saturday. And I would say the same thing goes for Albert. So we've been taking it slow with him a little bit more on purpose, because we obviously want to make sure that our players, if they're injured at all, especially this time of year, that we don't push at all by bringing anybody back early. That would be a big mistake, because then you set yourself back another, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. So we feel good about where we are. We feel good about, you know, other guys that potentially get opportunities as well, if that's what we decide to go with at the end of the week. Everybody's going to have to play their part this year. So I have no worries.
Tom Ramos joining us here on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. I think sometimes the general public doesn't realize how important these types of decisions are, even at this point when, you know, you haven't kicked a ball yet here, in the 25th season of Major League Soccer.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you have to have a long-term plan. And of course, we know that, you know, we want to win this Saturday. And so we're going to do all we can to win this Saturday, just like every Saturday. But there's also that secondary planning that, you know, you have to plan for the full season and think about how something that you do this Saturday will affect you for the next 3, 4, 5 games. And so we have to do both at the same time. But, you know, I feel confident that, you know, we obviously have a lot of professional players here who are ready to go and everybody waiting for an opportunity. And so I think whoever we pick, whoever is, I feel, you know, lucky enough to be one of the 11 to be on the field on Saturday, I think we'll give everything.
Yeah, you've got some great competition going on amongst this team in preseason, it seems to me, from the outside.
Yeah, we've tried many different combinations. We have players who can play, fortunately, in many different positions. Obviously, you know, Albert being more of a specific type of player who has a strength in a certain position, and that's, you know, that winger position is where he can hurt teams the most. But other than that, a lot of the other players can fit into many different roles. And so, you know, we feel like, it's going to be time for, you know, for the players to step up, and whoever gets a chance, I think they're going to do a great job.
Tom Ramos joining us. Let's go to Alejandro Fuenmayor. The young Venezuelan came in highly touted. We have seen some wonderful moments from him as a young player, you know, good in the air, strong, powerful, good feet. Where do you see him this year, and how important could he be to this team in the center back position?
Well, I mean, he's getting to that age now where, you know, you know, especially when you think about young players, they're, you know, before you know it, they're not so young anymore. And I think in this case, with Alejandro, I know he's been at the club for a little while now. And I think this is a year where he has to be fighting for a position. Saturday, we ran into a little bit of the issue that obviously Kiki was sick. So Kiki couldn't participate, and we had already planned for Alejandro to play 60 minutes in the morning. So he ended up playing, you know, 60 minutes in the morning, and then we threw him into the game in the afternoon as well, because we were, you know, with Victor's injury, we also didn't have Victor. So we were really thin in the center back position. And so we had to throw him in also. So he's fighting through all the challenges. You know, he's a strong kid mentally. And I think that this year has to be a big year for him.
Now let's go back to Victor Cabrera, who you mentioned, Tab, and also Kiki. How are they health-wise? Are they going to be okay come weekend for selection? Still to be determined.
Kiki Kiki, the latest I heard today, he was feeling much better. And so I think he'll be in for full training tomorrow. So that should be good news for us.
Good.
Victor, we're going to have to play day by day right now. We don't know as the week advances where we're going to be. But we feel pretty confident at this point that Kiki will be available for Saturday.
Now, I know you favor the 4-3-3, and I don't want to get into, you know, tactics, but it is your starting point. It is what you like to base your game off and a pressing game. Are there times this year you think you're going to have to slightly alter that sort of a setup and the ideas behind it based on individuals? In other words, ahead of this game on LA, if you potentially don't have an Albert Delisa and Darwin Quintero, the way you play it may be different. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it could be. It could be. And we've already trained playing in different systems. So I wanted to make sure that the players knew, And this is why the preseason is so important, because you don't want the players to be reacting to your changes during the season. So I feel that you never want your players to feel like you are reacting to the last result, that everything is part of a plan. So, and because of that, we already showed players, you know, playing in a 3-5-2 and a 4-2-3-1. So we've worked on a couple different things already to make sure that if at some point we have to implement something different because either the opponent dictates it or a result at a certain time, or whether it's during the game because of a red card, or whether it's because we just feel like, as you mentioned, because of the players we have available that day, we fit into something different, then we won't be afraid to do it. We've already tried a few things in preseason to make sure it's not a surprise to anyone. And so, I wish we would have had a little bit more time, maybe a week and a half or two more in the preseason to get used to, you know, different things. But we certainly have introduced different scenarios already.
He's Dynamo manager Todd Ramos. Again, the Dynamo LA Galaxy Saturday, 2:30 p.m. HoustonDynamo.com for your tickets. Going to be a great opener. Get down to BBVA Stadium and support the Dynamo. At what point, we've heard throughout Major League Soccer, there's a number of teams that have guys injured here in preseason. It just kind of goes along with the territory. At what point do you begin to focus a little bit more on LA and maybe some of the tendencies of Guillermo Barros-Schelotto's team?
Oh, well, we've already, tomorrow morning, the team will get the full scouting report. The plan is that every week we don't even have one training session without already thinking about the next opponent. So tomorrow, by the time we step on the field at 10:15, the players will already have seen the full scouting report on the LA Galaxy.
Tab, for you, a guy that helped to launch this league as a player and back in the day with the Metro Stars, and to be here into the 25th season now, did you ever think it could be at this level with infrastructure and investment and all these different things, or did you expect it to be here?
Well, first of all, I'd never really picture myself being this old. That's number one. But after that, I have to say, I'm really happy about where the league is, about, the professional teams that we have, the great environments that we have for all the players in the league, and the steps that the league is taking, literally month to month, because I already feel like this league is already different than when I signed in October. The investment that has been made by clubs, what Miami has done, with the commitment that LA continues to make, the commitment that LAFC continues to make, Kansas City's commitment this year. There's a lot of clubs that have already changed the face of the league already, just going into this year from last year. So there's a lot of change. I think it's all for the good, and I'm very happy to certainly be part of it.
Last one before we let you go, and again, thank you. And it's exciting. By the way, you don't look very old, so you're okay, and that's part of the game. So you're doing well in that category.
I appreciate that.
You're doing well in that category. Just talk about the Nico Lemoines and maybe some of the younger guys that have had an opportunity, and where you see them, and maybe Marcelo Palomino, and if these are guys that this year could contribute to this team.
These are, let's start from the top there, because Nico Lemoine is the oldest of all the young players that we have, believe it or not, and he's just 19. So Nico has been with the first team the whole preseason. He has done quite well. I think he's a good winger. He's a very good 1v1 player who I think, will do great when he gets this opportunity. And I think throughout this year, he'll have to earn this opportunity, not just by training well here, but by playing well at RGV and making a difference there. And his opportunity hopefully will come at some point, because he has that kind of quality. Marcelo Palomino, I think he's ready to step into the field. So it's a matter of just waiting for his opportunity, but he's had a great preseason. He's only 18. We've had, we've had Josh Hallenberger, who's a really fast winger that we've had on our U19s in the academy. He's done the full preseason with us. He's just 17. And then we've had Danny Rios, which most people know. He's a 16-year-old who's done well with us, as well as Juan Casilla, who's only 15 and has done the preseason with us. So I feel good about all these, in particular, these five young players, because they certainly did more than just hold their own through preseason.
Boy, that's wonderful news. And listen, I know you're a big believer in youth. So if there was ever a time youth is going to get opportunity, I would believe it's under your regime.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, those opportunities, as I always say, and I have this sort of my disclaimer, they have to be earned. I think the talent is there, and these players are hard workers. So I am hoping that this year, you know, hopefully all of them can contribute, but if not all, at least some of them can contribute already this year.
Well, Tab, listen, thank you so much. You know, I wish the show was a little bit closer to game time on Saturday, but we'll wish you good luck in your opener as the manager of the Dynamo against LA. And as always, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing great ideas about the team to our listeners.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I hope to see everybody at the game on Saturday.